Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking right. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Disco. AJ Disco. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you, Jesus.
Is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, good evening. This is A-T-A-Z-T, radio on Blog Talk, your host T-A-Z. I got in the house tonight. Kamiko Farr, the founder of Chick Under Construction, Inc. She's a writer, a poet. Now, I might as well say a music artist, too, as well, because she has her first CD that's entitled Woman I Am. Also, I have also in the house my DJ sister, my radio sister, radio personality DJ Carmi from the Party Train.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for
the introduction.
Hello, hello,
hello. Hey, Kamika. Hey, guys. How are you all tonight?
We're doing good. We're doing good. I'm going to tell you right now, when you sent me the CD, I listened to it, and it was one of them CDs I had to listen to 3-4 times, then ride with it.
Wow.
You know it's good when you got to ride with it, too. Man, this. I told my wife, I said, this CD hot, yo. For real, for real.
Yo,
wow.
Okay.
I didn't know what song I wanted to choose. I mean, everything was so, I mean, it was tight. And I loved it. The little mini interviews. You were singing on it a little bit, too. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. She done messed me up now. I'm being real. I was like, I heard her singing. I said, man, I want to throw a shoe at her. She didn't tell me she could sing. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh.
You know you
I was
bad when somebody want to throw the shoe.
Yeah, it was bad. And I'm in Texas. I can reach out and touch you. I wanted to throw my shoe straight up to Alabama for real. I'm like, this girl can sing too. She didn't tell me all this. And you've been on the show one time before. So I was like, it was a great and a pleasant surprise. Listen to this CD is the bomb. I just want to tell you, I loved it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, I hope you can tell how much I put into it. And I really wanted to make something that I felt was kind of classic, honestly.
Right, right. I know... DJ Carmi had heard of you before. I heard of some of your, I guess, pieces. Go on, DJ Carmi.
Okay.
Go on, tell her.
Yeah, I happen to be, because what I'm doing is I am going to be airing spoken word poetry on the station, Party Train Radio, on Friday night. So I just went and I started searching for spoken word. And guess who pops up?
Oh.
Kamika.
It's Chick
Named Kamiko. Okay. Chick Named Kamiko. I'm going to tell you how bad you was because, mind you, Taz and I never even talked about you. You know, I never knew he knew you, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, wait a minute, this is bad. I want to air this on my station. So what I did was an advertisement with your photo. Your photo.
Was it? Okay.
Go ahead. From Call Me Pretty.
That's one of the ones that's on YouTube. Call Me Pretty's on YouTube.
Right, that's where I saw it, and I was advertising it, and Tass was like, hey, sis, who is that photo of? And I'm like, this is Kamiko, you know, and I'm just going by what I know of you on the internet. He's like, I know who that is. I'm like, what? you need to hook me up because I need some more stuff from her. And that's how I came across you. Girl, your stuff is out there. So when somebody looks up spoken word, your face is on there and it needs to be.
Awesome. Definitely. Awesome. That's something good to know. I didn't know if people were actually finding me. So
I'm
kind of hyped about that.
Now, Kamiko, I want you to tell folks how you actually started doing what you do. I like I said, I had talked to you years ago. This is before you even came on the show. I think I told you this before. We were supposed to do a contest, be judges of a hip hop contest down, I want to say it's in Birmingham, long time ago, like 2005, 2006, somewhere around there. And I talked to you on the phone one time. But they canceled it. So, I mean, I never got to meet you. I would have met you back then when we would have been the judges. But tell the people exactly how you started doing what you do.
Yeah, I think that was back during the time when I was doing, I was a video jockey at that time. We had a video show.
Okay.
Cool. In you know, in Decatur, so I did a live show. I hosted that show for a few years, and I also was the editor-in-chief of Underground Hip Hop magazine. So I was definitely in that hip hop world, you
right.
know, at the time. And then I kind of, you know, my story is funny because I didn't start off doing poetry, you know, so I was writing music and things like that first, and then I started writing poetry. One of my mentors, you know, was killed in the UAH shooting, and so that kind of made me start writing. I had to kind of get some stuff out. I've always sat in the audience and listened to spoken word, but I didn't do it myself. So not until about 6 years ago is when I just kind of picked up the craft, you know, myself. And then when I was on your show the last time is when I had was releasing my first book of poetry.
Right.
And now
right.
I have and, you know, and now I have the CD. So I've always done some type of writing. I've always been into music in some capacity. So to come full circle with that and to do my own project now has really been a blessing to kind of see that come to fruition. My family members and people like that are much more musically inclined than I am. So this is pretty exciting for me.
Well, that's great, because I'm going to give DJ Carmi and everybody else a taste, because I want to play all three songs. And the first song I want to play is Piece of the Pie. So you introduce it.
Okay. So Piece of the Pie is really kind of my story. It's kind of my MO, you know. It's talking about how we all want these different things out of life. We all want our part, but how much are we willing to give, and how much are we willing to let go of to have this piece of the pie that we think we're supposed to have? So let's roll with it. Piece of the pie.
Suffering from a sickness that causes cerebral dysfunction. That's where the connection between the heart and the mind malfunctions. I'm not mentally ill, but my ills are mental. And whether you take 285 through Atlanta or the Red Line to Harlem is inconsequential, because we're all just partially free in a society that's still experimental. The socially retarded has us boxed into a system that's departmental, where hopes, dreams, and goals are bought and sold like 30-day storage rentals, and large corporations write out job offers in pencil, and politicians no longer focus on the poor but the middle class with more voting potential, serving up apricot rhetoric and praising education credentials, expecting the seeds of torn down generations to really get that reading is fundamental, when they can't get enough role models in their hood to act parental or influential. Y'all, 38% of our own children live in poverty. Now that number should make you tremble. But instead of starving out poverty like the fever, we keep feeding our sickness with apple pie. Let's be real. We all want our piece of the pie. The white picket fence, the house in the hill with umpteen bedrooms and a gazillion bathrooms, so everybody can piss at the exact same time if they want to. We want seven-figure income, $100,000 cars, and 2.5 kids with good hair. All those dreams are as American as apple pie. But somewhere, a broken-hearted mother from Somalia left her starving and dehydrated kid on the side of a dusty road to die as they fled from famine, while here we stuff our faces full of apple pie.
We try to distance ourselves when the poor and disenfranchised riot after their frustrations boil over. Well, if money-hungry executives outsource our educated and highly skilled jobs over to China, maybe we think differently. But until then, we continue to eat the apple pie. Even as thousands of Ghanaian children are sold into slavery for just a few dollars. Oh, it's an image that makes me sick, but not sick enough to put that pie down. See, I'm torn because my own life hasn't been days of nursery rhymes and nights of milk and cookies. Life was hard, I can't lie, so I want my piece of the pie. But sometimes, too many apples give me indigestion. So I crave something with a little more substance. Something that will feed my spirit but won't sit on my stomach like bowls of cornbread and buttermilk. Cause when I'm all fat, bloated, and heavy from too much apple pie, a passion for something greater than my own needs is a lyrical colonic that makes me spit my ass off. Spit, cause maybe some folks don't know po like I know po. Spit, cause I have plenty to eat today, but it ain't always been that way. Spit, because I'm blessed right now, but I ain't always felt highly favored. Spit, cause my grandmother had a sweet snake for my raggedy ass driveway before I got off the school bus. Spit, cause I know what it feels like to squat over an empty bucket in the wintertime and to use an outhouse in the summer. Spit, cause mama said, little girl, use your head for something other than a hat rack. So I spit for starving children, spit for worried mothers, spit for hard-working fathers, spit because my life has to be about more than just getting my piece of the pie.
That was hot with a capital H O double T. DJ Carmi. DJ Carmi, I know.
Yes. Feeling that and joint. That was
shout out to Craig Groove for who produced that joint too. He produced the whole thing actually, but he put the stank on that one for real.
Now, I talked to Craig too, and Craig's gonna be on the show February 9th.
Awesome.
You know how I work, Kimiko. You know, I be zoning. For real.
Good. I love it.
Now, how did you hook up with Craig so you could do the project?
Well, I've actually known Craig for years and years when we had was going to write some stuff, trying to get some stuff placed. And, this is what in my songwriting days. So I've known him for a long, long time. And then a year or so back, I ran into him when he was speaking at one of our Mark Lacey and Friends events. He was on the panel.
Right.
And so I kind of said, you know what, I need to put this album together. I need to put this spoken word album together. And we said, okay, yeah, let's do it. So probably about 6 months later, we hooked up, and we just made it happen. We just knocked it out.
Now, your actual delivery, because you're talking about apples give you indigestion. I was screaming. And I'm like, heck no. She talking about piece of the pie all the way through this joint. And talking about apples giving indigestion. What?
Consistent. So, you got to keep that theme going throughout.
Yeah, man, that was incredible. I mean, you are incredibly talented. I enjoyed that, like, for real.
Thank you so much. When we went in, I mean, that's a piece that really I had already written and had been performing. And so it's just amazing that, I just went in and just really just spit it dry. And And Groove, you know, Craig just came back and made that beat around it. You know, we just kind of turned it into, into what you hear. But the piece had already existed.
Now,
right, well, yeah.
Go on, DJ Carmen.
No, I was just going to say, he picked the right song, the right music to
yeah.
go with the lyrics mm-hmm. because together, I mean, he killed it.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So it's not we went in and just had, you know, he was like, oh, Kamiko, you want to listen to these tracks and see if you can write to these tracks? No, I can't. I came in with the pieces, and then we just kind of,
Put them together.
Yeah,
nice
so it was like,
yeah.
Yeah, he was and like, that, so you just spit it how you spit it, and then I'm going to tell you what I hear musically.
Right, right.
Mm. You know.
So that's how that
came about.
So my question with this project, and I'm sure everybody is going to be feeling it, that loves spoken word and loves good music.
Mm-hmm.
You want to start writing some songs too, and performing some songs, and actually, you know, throw that singer voice me out in the you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that.
You can do that. I'm telling you. I'm sure.
I believe you can.
With your writing skills, I'm sure you could write an R&B song. And let's put it this way. She also, DJ Carmi, got interviews in between some of the songs and her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I forget the radio personality. What's her name? Lachey.
Oh, Lachey B. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was. They
yeah,
were
that's
talking.
On that did the interview. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were talking on the CD, DJ Carmi, and she was talking about you know, it's not rap per se. She had a little spot in there where she was talking about rap.
Yes.
Her songs is almost like rap, but they're not rap.
Right.
And I'm saying to myself, she can rap too. That's what I'm saying.
This girl got bars.
She up here tripping like, yo, this thing. Yeah, I was like, Negro, put down the drum beat a little bit faster. You can rap too.
That's what it is. That's what poetry is, rapping. But she when
yeah.
I say she got bars, she got this flow and her words are just off the chain. I mean, like you said, when she sliced and diced the pie earlier, she broke it all the way down.
Yeah.
Let me get into another track. I also picked Black Gold. I mean, I loved everything.
Okay.
I mean, you couldn't go wrong with nothing.
So how did you go about picking these that you're gonna play? Yeah.
I sat there for about a half hour going, nah, I want that one. Then I listened to the next one, went, man, I want that one too. You know what I'm saying? I'm only talking to her for 30 minutes. Now, I have been known to have the people call in, like I would have did you. This is Kamiko Farr. We're just going to listen to her album. Kamiko, you talk at the end. Bye.
Right.
And play the whole thing because I want people to hear it. That's how excited I am about music. So.
Yes.
Black Gold.
I appreciate that. I want people to hear it. Black Gold... for me, it's just that for me, that love song to Black people, you know, reminding us that, hey, you are great. You are awesome. You know, whatever, we can do whatever it is that we want to do, beyond circumstances that you see now. We have come through it. Don't let anybody tell you that you're tarnished, that you're done, you know, whatever.
Right.
We are royalty. We are that black gold. And so sometimes, I mean, we really do have to tell ourselves that, you know, I think that I need that black people need for other black people to affirm them. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, and so
right.
for me, this is my affirming of us. That's what Black Gold is to me.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna step on some toes, but a lot of us are hoes and bitches to the system. Just as scared and terrified like it was 1955 while riding on the bus system. A system, regardless of design and intent, divides and keeps us from developing the black decision. It's a division that keeps us from multiplying greatly. By location, we are naturally a part of the system, how it operates, what it allows and what it dictates. How we accept the fact that yes, sir, or no, sir, oh, I'm sorry, sir, how can I make you feel more comfortable, sir, mandates a gun in your face or not. A system whose defects create the separation between the poorest and the richest, the educated and the uneducated, the lowest and the greatest, the comfort of gated neighborhoods, the despair from the pissiest of hoods. A system afraid of what black is and why we need to define it. So it tells us what a good black family is. It tells us what's wrong with our kids. A system that asks why you gotta be black instead of just human. Insisted we follow the status quo of how our blackness should go. Because black justice is just too much for just us to understand. When it's the system that manufactured the distinction in the first place to work to its advantage, and now it wants to criticize the distinction to work to its advantage. Can I just be a black sister, wear an afro and a dashiki, with an attitude that's a little bit funny, walk up in the office with my tech degree and say, hey y'all, what's up, don't mind me, I'm just here to make this money. Too much? Well, that's just how I feel sometimes, but I don't say it, cause after considering the black plight, I've been told that we'd be alright if we just did right. But by whose standards? The elephant in the room is that we have one foot in mainstream appeal, the other in black culture, then complain when the culture doesn't live up to the system's ideals. The system turned around, showed us its ass, and we tried to cop a feel, but we dropped what we had in one hand to fear with both hands. It's time to graduate from a new school of thought, beyond memorizing or recalling data like a high school graduate, or analyzing data to perform a job like a college graduate. We must take data, weed out the useless, analyze the good, and come to a high level of understanding about life and love. That's consciousness. Oh my soul, this dollar's no longer backed by gold, but we are still valuable. Our blackness has blood along its spine in its face. Brothers, I could care less about how you wear your pants. Just spit some intellect like Jesse and Kendrick about our race. Maya's gone, who's gonna take her place? Who's the next Ali or Kendrick? Who's gonna push us to the next level of consciousness? We don't wanna be used for target practice no more. We can't keep being on the negative end of scenarios. We must demand respect for our contributions. We must value our culture, our people, and our views like it's black gold, black gold.
That was hot as well. I love the song. Head bouncing in the studio right here. That was on slam.
Yeah. Incredible.
That's a nice track. I love everything, like I said, that was on the CD. I want to know how you where do you get your substance from? Where does it come from? Is it just real, live, or you just actually come up with these concepts and ideas and put them together?
Stuff just kind of come to me just as I feel it, you know. So, you know, it just depends on what mood I'm in one day, or something may trigger it. Something in the news may trigger it. Or sometimes I'm just sick and tired, and I'm like, you know what, this is just, I just want to address this. So I don't have a writing schedule. I don't have a writing list. So normally everything I write is because I just had a passion for it at the time that I wrote it and felt like something needed to be said, really.
A couple of people that's listening in, Larissa said, that's excellent. I love her style. And my nephew, who is also a Blog Talk personality, he said, yes, I'm feeling her. Spitting some real
truth.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you all.
DJ Carmen, I know you want to say something.
Absolutely, I do. What I wanted to say is I love that particular cut right there, the black gold, because you were embracing the black pride. And you know what we're going through every day as a race. The system wants us to feel like we're weaker, like we're the weakest race. And that just puts it right back in perspective that you are powerful regardless of who you are, us as black people. You know what I'm saying? We have to embrace ourselves.
Yes. You have to embrace
and understand.
If you break it down to the bare bones, I mean, most of us who are here, I mean, you have to realize you have, you know, survivor's blood, you know.
Absolutely.
In you. We are the best of the survivors. You know, we are the conquerors. You know, it's just in your DNA. You know, you have 400 years at least to develop that.
Right.
You know, so.
And that's what I love about you. I love that about you. You are embracing that, and that helps us to embrace it because we see it from a different point of view, a point of view that we don't get to see it often.
Right. You put it in. You try to put it in perspective. You know, we've only had 50 years of inclusion.
Right.
So all of that is just not everything that's in your blood, everything that's in your DNA, or everything this country has been built on has not washed away in 50 years. So let's not pretend that it hasn't, and I don't want black people to feel bad about themselves because somebody is telling them that they're not where they should be when we're still playing catch up.
Well, Kamiko, I want to say again, thank you for coming in. I love the CD. Like I said, I was riding with it and still is.
thank you so much.
And I want you, that's for them black people out there, they know how I talk. I want you to give your information where people can hit you up, buy the CD, check you out online.
Definitely. I mean, you can find me. If you just type my name, everything is under my name, Kamiko Farrah, KIMEKOFARRAR. That's Facebook, Instagram, and all that. All the music is available for download on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you download music, that's where you can find it. And then my own personal online shop is chuckchuc.bigcartel.com. You can go there for anything that I sell. So, look me up.
Well, I want to thank you again for being on. Like I said, we family, and I'm going to try to shoot you. I'm going to shoot you that track anyway because I want you to do something with this track that I had in mind. Whatever you feel, if you want to sing, if you want to rap, if you want to do spoken word, whatever you feel, that's how you do it.
I learned something new just for you.
All right, dear. You take care. And, hey, slap Mark Lacey in the head for me now.
I will do. I'll see him sometime this weekend.
All right, then. Later on.
All right, thank you, DJ Carmen. Okay.
Take care.
Okay, we got on the line 786, area code 786. Who am I talking to?
You speaking with Bernard Big One Williams?
What's up, Bernard Big One? B Dub in the house.
Long time. What's going on, bro? What's going on?
Not much. And you're also talking to DJ Carmi down in Florida as well. She's a radio personality with the Party Train radio station.
And you came in and left. You left me. You left me here.
Who? Who's talking to?
DJ Carmi, yeah, you done left me here. What's going on?
Where is he? Where are you?
I'm in West Palm.
What part of? Oh, I'm up here in Jayville. I didn't leave you.
Are we in the same? We in the same? How they say terrace?
Yeah, y'all in the same state. So how you been?
Yeah.
How you been, big one? How you been?
Man, just steady working. Like, you know me, I don't stay down for long. I've been working overtime, music. And instead of singles, I'm getting more albums done now with artists. So that's been big this year coming in.
And he's a top notch producer, DJ Carmy. I mean, I heard a couple of his joints, and I told him he was getting ready to get in my pockets because I do beats too. You know, and I was like, this cat gonna make me buy his stuff for real. Because
hey,
I
appreciate
songs.
It.
I was like, man, this junk is jamming. And then I played another one. I was like, man, he got my head again. And he got my head again on these joints he sent me today. So I'm kind of through right now. I'm like, whoa.
Okay.
Oh, wow. It's
kind
yeah,
of a different
style. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
I
mean,
can't
like, each one of the songs I sent you, especially the one from Marvell with the Dreams Come True, that's actually from an album. That's from an album. He got a full album he just released around New Year's.
Well, I'm getting ready to lay it right now so DJ Carmy can get a feel, and then she's going to ask you some questions afterwards. This is Big One Williams on the production. But that's Marvel and Steph
Marvell.
Steph Flowers. Marvell and Steph Flowers, correct?
Mm-hmm.
This is Dream Come True.
I just wanna make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah.
Lost accomplishments, promises, made the mama still humble and gangster without the murder. Look at all the time you wanna give that boy did appear so long. Say he ain't wanna live. Hug my kids tight. Daddy never leave your corner. Just know every time I'm gone, my intentions is to bring her back home. Ain't no more sad. Dreams come true, feed the boo with truth, feed the youth, ain't no excuse, just do what you gotta do, this one for my father too, I'm stubborn, but we both fight them dollars just like you, you gave me life, I never dislike
you.
I just wanna see my dreams come true, you say you need a vacation, I need one too, I'm tired mentally, see it in my eyes, literally, I'm tired of crying, sacrificing everything, but that's the price that you pay when you're trying to play, by the way, I know you hate me, but I guarantee to find a way, I'll find a way. Feeling like I got a lot to prove, yeah, yeah. I know I got a lot to prove. I just wanna make my dream come true. I just wanna make my dream come true. I'm doing what I gotta do to make it. I swear I'm doing what I gotta do. I just wanna make my dream come true. They gon' come true. They gon' come true.
It's so much easier to do nothing. Yeah. Procrastinating life.
Marvell and Steph Flowers, Big One on the Bezeat. Hey man, when they came through to hear the song, hear the music. I mean, how do you present that? You just let them listen to.
Well,
I'm gonna
say with that particular, I think it's a disadvantage though. That's my cousin, and we live together. Like, I work with him like 8 years, like every album, we got. few projects. And when we get in the same vicinity, it always work out like that. I could put 1,000.
Okay,
cool. Like, I know this time you know this every time we do a song. So, like I said, it's like Jerry Rice and Steve Young, Rice and Montana. How you put it? I already know. It don't take him long to write a song. So, like do me too. So, we go back and forth. But I guess
now you breaking up, big
relevant.
One.
It's
you
the phone.
Breaking up?
You know,
I couldn't hear
it's
you.
It's the metro. It's the
okay.
metro. But like I say, you know, basically we know what to expect for each other when we go in the studio and we work. And like I say, it's a disadvantage because we live in the same house and we got the studio in the house. So like we
wow.
We just work. And like when we don't put out crap, you know all that. I'm gonna kill you at your grandma's house. We don't do none of that stuff. We do real music.
Wow.
Ain't no skinny jeans over here. We still baggy, you know what I'm saying? We don't do none of that. Like,
that
for
is
real.
So
we ain't even on that, you know. And like you said, we try to be a part of the solution and not the problem. So that's why
DJ
I say, you know, we have fun on certain tracks, but for the most of the part, it's gonna be straight up real music. Like, it's not gonna be no. I'm not gonna be a part of the problem. He not even. The majority of the artists I work with, we not even on that. You know.
DJ Carmen.
Like I say,
mm-hmm.
Can't hear me? I can't hear
him.
Yeah, okay,
I
hear you now.
Okay. What's up, Taz?
Yeah, I'm waiting on you to ask the question if you got a question for Big One.
Oh, I do. First of all, I heard the beat. I already figured it was a hit. It's a music world. People, you're welcome. People don't realize that a lot of times the beat is what makes the whole song hot. The beat,
true,
I knew it
but,
was hot. Now,
but I'm going to tell you.
One
what,
question
what,
for
what,
you.
Okay.
Who is your biggest inspiration? What inspired you to start making music? Or who inspired you?
There's a few of them. Like, I got cousins. Well, I got one cousin that died, you know, about 8 years back. Mm-hmm. He really took me under his wing, and he showed me stuff. And then I had another mentor, like my – he's like my uncle, but he just passed, Cooley C. And he's a legend with
mm-hmm.
me, you know, where I'm from. But, you know, he, you know, motivated me. So it's like it's a few of them. Like, I was always – one of those, I don't care how much I knew on music, I always came to each one of those guys with an open ear. I always go in like I don't know anything. Because when you know too much, you don't do anything. You just be in that same, you know, that bubble. I know everything. Like, right now, I always keep a, like, you know how to say when little kids, when they're younger, they believe they can do anything? I get that type of attitude when it comes to music or anything or learning or anything. I never feel like, oh, no, I can't do that. Because if I do that, I never advance. And I don't believe either that just a producer by himself and his skills alone will get, you know, get you where you need to be. I get a lot from a lot of artists. Like, I learn stuff, they tell me stuff, and you know, I take it and I break it down and I add it to what I already know. But it's all about growth. I feel like I'm still growing. I don't feel like I did my best beat. I haven't recorded my best in that process, you know, growing.
Right, right.
Yeah, I love that humbleness and humility about you.
Now,
that's indeed big one.
Me and you do beats, I do beats. My count is up to about, like, I guess 3,000 beats. So I know you got to be at 10,000, right? 10
I'm going to be humble because I'm going to tell you, in 2012, I lost 5,400 beats. My computer crashed. And I lost 5,400 beats on a laptop. So, and then with time before that, mess computers, I lost 1,500 beats. Before that, I'm thinking it was one time I lost 600 beats. And it hurt each time, but one thing about it, if God gave you a gift, you should be able to create more. And when I learned the difference between a beat maker.
Hey, Big One, can you turn down the radio? Because a lot of people listen and they hear the echo.
Okay, hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's more on my phone.
I hear you, and I hear me too.
like I feel like this, it's a God-given gift. So one thing about being a producer, you're supposed to be able to create content. So that don't mean that's a one-time thing. You know, it might not come out the same as the first time you did it, but you're supposed to be able to create content. I don't care. As long as, for me, I could do it on a Casio keyboard, as long as it got a sequence on it. A sequence on maybe three tracks, I'm going to make it happen. That's just like, I'm like MacGyver when it comes to making beats. I've been in some of the shabbiest situations, and I make it happen. So that's why when some people come and they be like, you don't got this, you don't got that, you got Pro Tools. I know how to work everything. Trust me, I done been on everything. But I'm more comfortable with my setup, what I got, because I can just go in and work.
Yeah. And everybody got their different procedures. The different software that they like to use more than the other. I don't use no Pro Tools either. Now I know how to do it, but a lot of the whole thing is complicated compared to what I use. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I know my stuff like the back of my hand, so I could go in and make a beat right there.
See, and that's like going. It's like a chef going into a kitchen. If you got to prepare this meal for a group of people. You're going to use the tool that you've been using. You're going to use that same knife. You're going to use the same pot, the one that gave you the best results. But if you're just going on something somebody else told you and you ain't never used it, you're bound to mess up because you don't know what you're using. You don't know what you're doing.
Right.
That's why I never let that talk get to me about, you need the big boy studio. I used to hear that all the time. And then I have to prove myself over and over again as far as results go. But, it's a challenge. But sometimes you have to show people better than you can tell them. Like that. Because where I'm from, they all scream, this big studio, this, that, and the other. And I do my stuff out my house. That song what you heard, it was recorded in the booth inside the house, you know, inside a closet. It was mixed and mastered on Persona Studio 1. Everything was done right there in that same spot. So, like I say, it's just growth and being comfortable with what you use.
Now the song "Why You Mad?" Why You Mad? Okay, explain that before I play.
Okay, that song is by an artist named Bosses. Me and her, we connected on music towards, I said, what was it? I'm gonna say June or July last year, and like I say, it was just getting in the studio, listening to tracks, and I had gave her. She came over and she got the CD and. She loved the tracks that was on it. But she picked that particular beat. And she went home and came back with something. And next thing I know, she had "Why You Mad?" It's the energy on that track. Like, when it come on, it just sound like it's on the beat. So, don't step on my shoes in the club type stuff. Just that, it's that type of energy. But I love it, and I love her delivery. And one thing, another thing, like I say, working with artists, like working with her, I think a lot of my music, my production done got better because she gonna push you. She gonna, like, even if it ain't her session, if it ain't her track, I'd be like, how this sound? She'd be like, oh, that's fire. You know what I'm saying? Keep going, boom, boom, boom. Like, stuff I'd be doubting myself on, she'll be like, nah, you ain't tighten up. Come on, let's work through that. So she pushed
me. So this is Boss Set, right?
Boss Triss.
Yep. And the name of the song is "Why You Mad?"
Yes, it's
on ATAZP.
This is a big one, beat, baby. Yeah. Queen me. Hey.
because my purse costs more than your whole outfit. Is that what you said?
I ain't fooling with you.
I do catch some of that stuff.
Yes, Lord.
I'll be like, oh no, she ain't say that.
Yes, she did.
DJ Carmen.
Shopping at BD's. Oh, man.
I ain't touching it. Nope.
Oh,
so, man, I like the track.
When you go in, do you actually sometimes tailor make beats for different artists too as well? Like you sit down there and they sit there and just listen along with you and y'all put it together and work it out.
They might give me a half a verse and I'll come up with something. That's exactly what they're talking about. Rhythm, they can give me a dot bop and I'll be like dot bop, do whatever. I can finish it. Trust me. All I gotta do is just feel what they coming with. I've been doing it so long. It's like yeah.
Dang,
but it only works when you got artists that are not closed minded. You have some people come in, oh, I want a track like Future, this, that, and the other. And like I say, I like a lot of stuff, but that's his stuff. That fits him. You got to get what fits you. You know, you can't just
correct,
because you're just a cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of artists just like to have the same sound that's hot that week.
Right. Right, man. You know, both of those tracks don't sound anything alike.
No,
because the artists are not alike. Like, I mean, he got other stuff too. You know that we gonna got some of them they seen through videos, and none of that stuff sound alike. Cause I'm dealing with a different range of artists, but the key word is artists, not just a rapper, not just somebody who got a voice, but everybody writing for them, and they don't know it's those are artists. Like they. Like I say, they draw the canvas, I just paint the picture. Whatever they bring to me, I amplify it. That's my job. Like I don't do nothing more or nothing less. I just do what I'm supposed to do. And if it means I got to get in there and I got to write something on the hook, I do it. In those cases, I didn't have nothing to do with any of those. I was just, you know, recording, did the beat, mastering, mixing. I just pressed the button and they just went in and did what they had to do.
So when you gonna start spitting on one of your tracks?
Man, I got some on my YouTube channel. I gotta send it to you. I got two songs.
Now you know what?
I forgot.
Next time you come on here, send your stuff too. Now.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Please.
Actually, what I want you to do, you need to have those two artists on the show because they're two very hardworking artists. Like, you know, I'll go to bat for them.
You talking about Mark? Okay.
Marvel. Okay. And then you got Boston. Both of them, they very hard, you know, workers. You know, it's a difference in the years that's been done with both of them. But at the same time, they very hard workers. They serious about the craft, and like I said, I hang my hat on them. Like real talk, I don't do that with too many people. Being the fact that I can rap and do all of the above too, I hang it on them too.
Well, I'm gonna get with you after the show. And get their contact information and hit them up so I can get them on the show. I want you to give your information out now so people can hit you up. And there might be some artists that want to, you know, get with you with some beats or whatnot and listen to all your production.
Well, I kind of try to put them online, but I do.
Well, give your information. And you're breaking up again, too. Give your information.
Hello.
You still breaking up, bro?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. My Twitter's at Big123. My Instagram is at Big1Beats, all lowercase in one word, just BIGONEBEATS. So that's on the Instagram. If you want to contact me by email, I got a couple emails, but the main one is the bobpstudios@gmail.com.
Again, I appreciate you for coming through. Y'all the time.
Oh, bro, I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, yeah, man. You know, we family too. So, you know, we've been on each other for a couple years. Yeah. And I like what you do. Every time I hear something, I'll be like, my head be moving. DJ Carmi.
Hey, I appreciate it.
You got anything to say to Big One before he rolls out?
Well, I just want to say, you know, keep on doing what you do. Your craft is incredible. I enjoyed all the songs. Because now that I know you hot, as far as a producer, I do have a spot for you to add to KPTR Beat Society. So, you know, get with me after the show, and we'll
I'll
make that
you
happen.
Your,
I'll get your stuff up.
I'll give the information both ways to both of y'all, and y'all can connect after the show.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Sounds
Thank
great.
You again, Big One. And I'll
appreciate
it. All right.
All right.
DJ Carmi, since my CD comes out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? So where can we get that CD?
On every online upload where you download music, iTunes, Spotify. You can get it on Amazon, anywhere. CD Baby, it's called Black President, T-A-Z, with the dashes in the middle. T-A-Z. And this is one of the songs off the Black President CD. It's called Knocked Out the Box. Production, lyrics, performance, everything by me. Again, DJ Carmi, I appreciate you. I'm about to call you in when we do, Night Court. Again, later on in the year, I'll call you so we can do Night Court like we did you know, last year, I think it was sometime.
Yeah, it was last year. I had a blast. And don't forget about the jazz show when you do your jazz show again.
Yeah, when I do the poetry night, too. Also, give your information so people can listen to the party train.
That's right. If you want to check us out, it's KPTR Party Train Radio. You can visit us at www.partytrainradio.com. Independent artists, if you want to get heard, Send or submit your music to djcarmi@yahoo.com, and I will tell you what you need to do to get on air. Thanks for listening to us, guys.
She got real sexy when I said, give your information out, didn't she, y'all?
Hey, I had to put it out there now.
You started talking in your radio voice. Hey, this
why
is DJ Carmi, and I love
why
it.
Why you calling me out like that? So.
I love you. You know I love you. This is my song.
A girl
got
to do what she got to do.
This is Knocked Out the Box by T.A.Z. We might be on next week. I think we're on next week with Ginger D from Orange Room Radio. I'm doing no spins for 2 hours. I got some heat for you. But this is Knocked Out the Box off my CD that drops tomorrow. Thank you.
Check it, girl, how you do, what you do when you do, man, I'm T-A-Z, you don't know of me, the lines I say are so complex, the bass is marked with an X. It started at a nightclub show where I met the girl, Renee the Ho. She was kicking the high top props, saying how she could work the box. I said, girl with a style not funny, why don't you do it? Yeah, for the money. She said, T-A-Z, I have a car outside. It's a Jag, but not the only ride. I have a vet, a Porsche, and a Benzel from the box that does those freaky things. So I know I do get paid for the sex of the box. When I get laid, I said, yo, can you make Jim smile? She said, sure, the body's awful wild. I thought to myself, this girl's too proud. I killed that box, make it scream real loud. So later on, that very night, a spandex suit so very tight, my eyes watered looking at her ass. I play the mower and wax that grass. She said wine stimulates the mind. It gets me hot almost all the time. So I poured the wine out the bottle. In a minute hit the jackpot like the lotto. The girl was looking extra fine. Me and her, she will be mine. She said, T-A-Z, the box is wet. I don't think you can hit it yet. It's too hot for you to handle. Feel the fire, yo, from the candle. The bitch was talking plenty shh. In her mouth there'll be plenty dick. I'm a motherfucker, strong to yoke. I'll make the scream in just one stroke. The T-A-Z, yo, is no joke. I'll spread those legs, her back is broke. The clover left, it was her skirt on top of me. She said it won't hurt. She started to move the muscles inside. The box went from slide to glide. I thought to myself, is this all? Then all of a sudden I was having a ball. It was the tightness of the box. Renee the hoe, but now the fox. My hands were resting on her hips. In my passion, I kissed her lips. Her sex was wet, her sex was good. I screamed like bitches in Hollywood. She said, come T-A-Z, and out it came. It was so wet, I thought it rained. She said, T-A-Z, can you get with this? I said, it's your box, I want to kiss. You love me like no other with the box. You are my only lover. The stuff is great. And yes, the time she said the T-A-Z got knocked out the box. She knocked me out the box. She knocked me out the box. She knocked me out the box. That girl knocked me out the box. She knocked me out the box. She knocked me out the box. She knocked me out the box. That girl knocked me out the box.